Hey everybody, welcome back. It is Spocast time once again. Great to see everybody. We are here with a Donnie B, free night tonight. He is away. I'm sorry, I can hear the collective. But we do have some other people. We got the president, Phil Stamper.
Hey, sir, how are you today?
Very good. I saluted you. You saw it. Anyone watching saw it. It happened. Let's get some.
I'm used to respect every now and again.
Can't hurt. Can't hurt. Let's get Tommy up in here. What's up, brother?
How you doing, bro? What up?
Hell yeah. Good to see you, my brother. We got some heads in here already. We got Danger Ginger. We got BJ Drinks Beer. Let's go. Wrestling Calls from Australia, the normal heads. You know, it's like opening up a corner bar on a Friday night. You know the peeps that are going to be up in here. I Hate Artists. What's up, brother? Good to see you,
bro.
We're going to get JP in here soon. He is just heading back from the gym. It's a bulking phase. So going to be interesting. Awesome poster is right, guys. We might as well start right off with the poster because it's badass.
Let's do it up.
It's getting a lot of attention. We met I Hate Artists, Brandon Pence, on here a couple weeks ago. Great guy. Talked to us, hung out. He actually went out of his own way in his free time and did a hand-drawn custom old school sketch for our poster. So without further ado, I'm going to show you guys this poster, and it's like a good work of art. The more you look at it, the more you realize about it. So you just start scanning it with your eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People listening on Apple and Spotify and Amazon, I know you can't quite see it right now, but it's a hand-drawn, old-school style. It almost looks like something you would see like an old comic book poster or an old newspaper advertisement.
It looks like an old concert poster, actually, like one that you would see like at like a bar or whatever, just like something like, come see, you know, this band play tonight. You know, that's what it looked like, a real like punk rock aesthetic.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I Had Artists says, thank you. Love to you all. Yo, man, this is awesome. Harold Pollock said, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Amazingly awesome. That's dope.
Yeah, man. What's up, Jordan? Good to see you, Steve Jordan. Yeah, it's just great. So get your tickets at SpoWrestling.com. A lot of big announcements about the event. I'm going to take this off the screen, but we're going to show it a few more times. So don't worry, you're going to get to see it. And it's on our social media right now. So you guys are going to get to see that. But guys, we might as well not wait. All right. Anyone that's here right now knows the name of tonight's episode. It is the Silver Slaughter Circus. So what do you guys have to say about this that just came in? Three stages of death. The first stage we know is First Blood in the Backseat Boys versus the Rep. Now we know stage two, the Silver Slaughter Circus. Circus. Something else you guys might want to tell us happened this weekend?
Well, Johnny, it's funny you mentioned that. And if you pull the poster back up, you know, you will notice two red Hatchet Man right above the First Blood. And basically, the reason is because, you know, my brother and myself captured tag team gold, the Juggalo Championship Wrestling tag team titles. The first ever reign of the Backseat Boys. Upside We're down. Bookending the JC. That's right. Only the luck of a Juggalo right here. Seriously.
Yeah.
I wear it around my neck. That's how much.
This one hits home. This one hits dear to our hearts. We've been lifelong fans of Insane Clown Posse. Always just even dreamed about being a part of JCW. And the fact that we hold these titles now, you know, I told Jay himself, we all did. We are going to defend these. We're going to hold these with honor and pride. We're going to make JCW proud with these.
Mm-hmm.
And there's you guys out back after the event. Check that out. That's the first picture with the titles. And there's the man himself right in the middle, the Duke, Violent J. Hell yeah.
The Duke of the Wicked, Violent J. You know, it's insane to think that this all happened just because, you know, we took a shot on ourselves the same way the Insane Clown Posse took a shot on themselves. You know, from tag team to tag team, straight up. The first ever tag team champions of Juggalo Championship Wrestling, Insane Clown Posse, and the current and soon to be longest reigning tag team champions of JCW, Tommy and JP, the Backseat Boys.
Hell yeah. And guys, I'm big on coincidence. You know, when coincidences are what tell you, they're signposts on the side of the road saying you're going the right direction. All right.
That's
so right. This picture we showed here is cropped for a reason, because if you uncrop it, look at Violent J's foot.
You set yourself up for that one, bro.
Like, I mean, come on, Violent J. I appreciate the encourage. You know, I'm not that quite that. I wish I was. But anyway, people said that's Trent Ribbon in heaven, brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But dude, awesome. I couldn't be happier of prouder. I mean, there's a pride. I'm proud of you guys, the Backseat Boys. You know, going back to our roots, you know, Backseat Boys have always been with the Juggalos, man. We've always been cool with them. It started back in Detroit in like 01. We started working mm-hmm. with them and collaborating mm-hmm. with them and working with them as Pro Wrestling Unplugged and Juggalo Championship Wrestling feuded at the ECW arena for a whole season or two. You know, we had some amazing events. Phil will tell you. Phil was there. Phil was helping book the shit, you know. I mean, it was crazy. It was touch and go. But, man, was it rewarding. And it was some of the most creative, fun times I've ever had. So to be back under the circus tent, if you will, is just – it's awesome. It feels great. Now, Danger Ginger asked a very important question, you guys, and I'm going to put it up on the screen. What does Silver Slaughter even mean? Well, guys – here's the deal. We knew Silver had to be involved, and we knew mm-hmm. it had to be some kind of something sick. Violent mm-hmm. J himself actually thought of Slaughter. So mm-hmm. the word Slaughter is his, so we can't take all the credit for the Silver Slaughter circus. Mm-hmm. But basically, guys, what I'm hearing, what I'm thinking, what I'm seeing, what we've all talked about is basically anything Silver. So what could we see in this match, guys, for example?
I'm thinking you know, I got the silver kendo stick, so that's obviously going to be right by my side, like, you know, an axe, because I'm a juggalo.
Yeah, okay. How about a table spray painted silver? Barbed wire is silver. Trash cans are silver. Doors can be spray painted silver. So many things can be silver. Christmas ornaments, chains. There's a million different things that you can find in a circus, not in a circus, that can be mm-hmm. spray painted silver and used in a death match.
Everything and the kitchen sink that is silver will be used in this death match, this Silver Slaughter Circus.
Could you spray paint Dewey and use him in this death match? Just grab him by the heels and whap him at the other guy.
Dewey?
I mean, hey, why not? I mean, then it might not make much impact if you hit somebody with Dewey. I mean, he's like, what, $1.20?
He'd be like the Tin Man. Silver knuckles, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Silver spray paint.
I mean, listen.
BJ Drinks Beer said blades. Yep.
At the end of the day, no matter what type of silver object, whether we take or we use, at the end of the day, these bad boys are coming back with us.
That's right. Boom. And BJ Drink Spear said, is there any way to see the match? There will be. It was taped for the Lunacy TV tapings, and they will be there'll be announcements soon, and we'll let you know when you're able to see that match. Yeah,
that's right.
It was awesome. It really was awesome. But while we have BJ Drink Spear here, all right, and while we're talking about Danger Ginger, I got to show you guys something. I'm so impressed by this. So we have something very special coming up, guys. Check this out. Sunday, June 30th, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Un-Effin' Necessary Predictions and live stream with your hosts, the Danger Ginger and BJ Drinks Beer. The crowd. And this is all on the BJ's YouTube. So it's at BJ Drinks Beer 3070, at BJ Drinks Beer 3070. Give it a follow or whatever you do. And don't miss Sunday, June 30th, 7 p.m. These guys are going to give their un-effing necessary predictions, which, guys, it's kind of like they're giving us a little bit of like a time clock. Like, we better have all the matches announced by then, or these guys are going to get upset. And we can't be having these guys get upset when they're previewing shows for us. So, nice. Yeah, thank you, guys. It means the world. Wrestling Call said, so basically an anything goes match with all weapons silver. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So far, that's where we are. But anything silver, we're looking to innovate. We're looking to make things crazy. If you're coming that's to the right. event and you have a silver weapon that you think these guys might want to use and you want to bring it in, I mean, hey, nobody going to stop you.
So would you say fans are allowed to bring the weapons?
I'm not going to say fans aren't allowed to bring the weapons. Who am I to say that to a fan?
Fans, if you have a silver object, a silver dollar, a silver, you know, roll of tape, perhaps, and maybe you happen to hand it our way during the three stages of deathmatch, the silver slaughter circus, you know, I think as referee Mills Lane would say, I'll allow it.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. That's why last week we showed the light tube thing, the thing that pisses off Zandig, you know. So, yeah, silver surfboard. Love it.
There you go. Thanks. Silver surfer. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly, man. That's banging. That's going to be awesome. So, guys, we also made a couple other announcements, but I want to talk to you guys about something a little bit right now. I want to kind of get real for a minute. So, Steve Jordan just said a silver. I think we know what he means by that D-I-L-L word. I guess the OnlyFans death match.
Oh, man. You guys are really trying to make this match go viral, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I want to finish what I was saying, and then we'll get to the OnlyFans deathmatch. When I was young, okay, I want you guys to understand something. There were not many people in my life that I really felt close to. Trent was one of them. My brother, Robbie, is the other. Robbie Illuminati, obviously, you know. And they're the only two people that in 2001 that and Ian Knox. So the only three people back in 2001 that I confided in that I was gay, that I was homosexual. They knew that in 2001. Okay. My brother Robbie has always supported me, just like Trent has. Even back when it wasn't cool to be gay and back when you were very easy to be ashamed of yourself, they were always there for me. They had my back. And Robbie's always been a ride or die brother. Okay. And we've been collaborating with Robbie and with Ruckus again, and it's been feeling amazing. Okay. But I want you guys to see the kind of brother Robbie is to me and the kind of brother by extension he now is to you guys. This happened this past Sunday. I want you to notice what Robbie yells before he hits someone with a light tube. Yes, Robbie's in a season of death too. Watch this.
Right.
And that went viral.
Right.
That was for us. That was him saying he's solid with us for winning those tag belts and JCW. And it means the world to me that Robbie's that into it and shows that kind of support, that he's willing to get nuts in New Jersey with light tubes because he knows we're in a season of death, all of us together. That's love you, Robbie. Thank you.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Robbie Marino. Shouts out to Ruckus. Shouts out to the entire Blackout squad. It's us versus them. July 7th at the world famous ECW arena for Battleground Championship Wrestling. You can catch it then, but I just want to say, you know, Robbie's a ride or die and always has been and always will be. Same with Ruckus. And I'm looking forward to Blackout versus Backseats.
Yep. We're also going to be at the barbecue meet and greet, Phil, the crazy tailgate that they're doing underneath the 95. We're going to be at that. And then we're going to do the 6-man tag, the Backseats versus Blackout. What a neat match. If you know your history of Philly, you know your history of the arena, you know that these are two consecutive like acts that didn't really cross over too much. So it's neat to see us all in the same ring. I'm pretty excited. And the event itself is pretty damn big. We're going to see James Storm. We just saw James Storm this weekend at JCW. What a cool guy, right? Like seriously, like true blue bleeds tag team wrestling, had an awesome convo with him, looking to give back, talk to people, cool shit. Love him. Who else we got? Kendrick.
Got our boy Jake Hagar, Jack Swagger.
Fuego del Sol. We got Lucky 13.
This is Lucky 13 versus Drake on the 6th. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You got our boy Trax.
Yep.
He's going to be with Gary Wolf. That's right.
Yep.
Representing Crowbar. The Pitbulls.
And Kid we also Cash got Schlack.
Schlack. Dude, this is going to be an awesome show. I'm excited as hell for this.
Me too.
Phil, where are you booked July 6th?
I don't know if I'll be able to walk by then, but if I can make it, I will totally make it.
Really?
And I saw Junior Fatu in there as well.
Yep. No, not Junior Fatu. Really? Juicy.
Juicy. Who? That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. Juicy's
in there. Alvin's in there. Joel Gertner's in there. Kid Cash. Gary Wolf, badass stuff, man. This is gonna be Navarro's in there. Yeah, it's gonna be a good event. But guys, so we talked real quick about the silver build. Well, I'm not gonna say that word. Let's show the clip of the. Stop it, Phil. So,
oh no,
just because Donnie B's away, we can't start using. No, but anyway, so check this out. Here it is. It's the OnlyFans death match, everybody. First time ever. So, check it out. Hell yeah.
I think that you guys were made for the match.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there was ever a match that Johnny Cashmere and Face needed to be in against each other, it was this. Yeah. Because the selling point is right there.
I mean, this is the first of its kind. This is most certainly a one of a kind type of match.
Yeah.
I mean, what can we expect?
It's happening because he came out and put his nose in my business and suplex brainbuster me on the belt to make me lose. Here, look. Right on the belt. Like, he just brainbustered me right on the belt. So Decker could beat me. Like, dude, I'd already been brainbustered through a table from the table. Dude comes out and brainbusters me on the Trent belt. I still kicked out at 3 1/4, but Jesus.
Concussion City right there.
Dude, I'm excited for this OnlyFans death match. That's all I gotta say. You're gonna hear a lot more on it soon, and it's gonna be nuts. This kid Face, he doesn't know what he's dealing with, dude. I'm the real deal. All right. I was a backseat boy before being a backseat boy was cool, before it was respected. All right. I'm the original right here. One of the originals. This dude ain't gonna beat me in nothing. Nothing. Zip. I'm in the shape of my life. I'm the youngest I've ever been in my life. And I'm not afraid to show off anymore. Screw it. I don't care. I happen to look good. It's in my genes, man. I didn't earn those veins. My dad's got them too, everybody. It's genetics.
Use what you got and got what you use. So
yeah. Damn right.
This is going to be a hell of a matchup.
I'm excited. I'm going to throw all, it's a different feeling when you step in for a death match. It's a whole different feeling when you get in the ring. It's a whole different adrenaline rush. It's a whole different. You basically just show up and say, hey, whatever it is, it is. You know, like in your mind, you can foresee what's going to happen in a match and what's going to happen after the match. And you're going to go out after tonight and do this. When it's a death match, you don't see past the match. It's just a question mark after that. It's like trying to look over. It's like someone sitting in front of you with a big hat at a movie. And that's all that's in my field of vision right now. And I can tell Robbie's affected by it too. He told me, he said, Johnny, I'm inspired. Flat out. He said, the shit that's been going on lately, I'm inspired. And guys, I'm telling you right now, when I get inspired, when Robbie gets inspired, look out. Phil, listen, man, in a way I'm calling upon you to put me over right now, but have you seen me like this in a long time?
No. I was thinking that as you were saying it, like, and when you say a long time, to see the level that you're at now and the intensity you're coming at, like, you haven't missed a step. You're coming out swinging, and it's amazing. It's amazing to see.
I'm going to get it, and it's for these guys too. These guys going and winning the JCW belts like that, it means the world to them. When I met these guys, they were talking about JCW. You know what? This is a great time. I had a little surprise. We did this last October, everybody, okay? Before we had reconnected with the clowns, and everything. I just want to show you guys this. All right. This is what I say about coincidence and about sometimes, you know, the stars just align. All right. So check this out, guys.
June Kasai, thank you. I have to wrestle a monkey again in Canada. And I thought maybe you would have some advice on what I could do. Maybe you could tell me. What? That is sick, but I love it. Thank you, brother. Thank you. So, Space Monkey, I gotta tell you, now that I know the secret, I'm gonna so use it against you, and I'm gonna love it. Can't wait for this Saturday.
Come on, you can't leave us hanging.
Seriously, man, what did he say?
All right, you're not gonna believe this. Apparently monkeys, especially wrestling monkeys, are afraid of clowns.
What do you mean? Clowns?
Who knew?
What are you talking about?
It scares them. But you know what that means for Space Monkey? That means this Saturday, you're not wrestling Johnny Cashmere. You're wrestling Cashpiro.
Yes. And it's time to get wicked. That's this right. Saturday, we ain't clowning around. PME, you guys ain't wrestling Tommy and JP this weekend. No, no, you're wrestling Tommy Too Dope and Violent JP. Right. We're about to get holla wicked on that ass. Whoop, whoop.
We won't be the only clowns in the building.
No way.
What about those guys that yell,
Greek 10?
Greek
10?
Nice. God, that seems like ages ago, guys. That was like October.
That was pre-Spocast.
Jeez, we got to start showing all that old stuff on here so that people can see it. All our new friends that didn't see it back then, they need to be seeing this stuff.
It almost feels like, you know, like you always say, we're paying invisible dues to the bank account in the sky and whatnot. It almost feels like we did that last year, but with, you know, content and footage. And it's funny because when we picked up the Spocast, that's, I don't want to say that's when we stopped doing more like behind the scenes and like, you know, self-produced promos. But to be fair, it, you know, life kind of happened for us all at once, everybody, in a good way, not in a bad way. But I really do miss doing a lot more of the creative post-production three-step videos. And I would like to revisit and continue to, you know, do some more stuff. So, you know, if you guys are fans of the backseat content and, you know, the vault, so to say, just know that you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, those were, I mean, just some fun times filming all those here, as we call the Batcave, where I'm actually at right now. Really, literally right behind the green screen. It's like, you know, this is where all the magic happened. And, you know, it was like just, we had no choice but to throw darts at the wall and seeing what sticks. And it was just so much trial and error and a lot of fun and creativity. And we were just, any opportunity that we had when we were off, it's like we had to use that time wisely. And I feel like right now it's all paying off. And I mean, it just goes to show you get what you give.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, Phil, we called it, we made another metaphor. He just told you about my one metaphor about paying dues to the invisible bank account in the sky. We have another one where when we started the back seats, the new back seats a year and a half, 2 years ago, we were a lonely island. We were a little island with three palm trees. And there was a sadness to our island, but it was our island. And now that little three tree island is turning into a 3-star resort. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring more people in and make them happy. It's not about working them and getting their money and tricking them to be our fans. No, it's about, look what we're doing. We're passionate. Right. Add your mental energy to our passion pool so we can all create bigger things. That's what guys like BJ Drinks Beer and Danger Ginger and Wrestling Calls and I Hate Artists and Mammoth, that's what all these guys get. That's what it is. And speaking of Mammoth, we're going to be doing his show again. I don't think we can do it this coming Sunday because we have a double shot Saturday we're going to talk about up in New York. But the day after the ECW Arena event on July 6th, so July 7th, Sunday, July 7th, we're going to try to be on Mammoth on his TikTok. So look for that everybody. So that'll be pretty cool. And that's Mammoth 6127. And Rick Blade said he just subscribed to BJ on YouTube. So there you go, BJ. Rick Blade is going to be watching your preview. And Mammoth said, yeah, man, whatever works. So we are set for 7-7 with Mammoth.
Steve Jordan says, I just pissed myself laughing hard. Dude, that's rich. Whoop, whoop. Much clown love, bro. And Tara Becker says, I could bring the Faygo for July 6th. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about that, actually.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the goodness that actually came with JCW. I mean, of course, whenever you go to these shows, you're going to get yourself some Faygo. All right. I got me some cotton candy. This is like one of the best flavors, in my opinion.
This is Red Pop, probably one of my favorite flavors. And, you know, I was trying to put Gotch onto what it was, but apparently it's not as underground as it once was. You know, you can get this stuff anywhere. It's the best, most inexpensive soda you could get. They have a flavor for every occasion. I tried Rocket Pop for the first time this weekend and it was great. And apparently they have Faygo dogs at these at these mini gatherings, like
which
we need an entire Spokecast just on Saturday.
I could not even fathom even trying that or eating that, especially before my match. Like the fact that I saw people eating that before their match, you know, more power to you. I must
say. I got an idea.
Wait, roll this back. Like a hot dog dipped in like Faygo, like
drenched and cooked in Faygo, you know, so, Juggalos do mini gatherings. It's just an excuse for them to paint up and do whatever, but they're right across
it's
the
like
street.
Tailgating, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Right across the street, they had a grill.
Danger, Ginger. I have an unopened bottle of Faygo that was on stage with ICP when I saw them in Camden. So that was probably the East Center, the outdoor Camden.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Check this out. So at the show, they had these Juggalo bars and got a Willie Mac flavor. This is milk chocolate right here. Limited edition. You can only find these at JCW events. And I was lucky enough to grab one and I haven't had one yet.
I believe you can save this for
a good time, for a special occasion, when I know the time is right.
I ate mine already. I already ate mine. I thought it was awesome.
I ate mine and I think I'm sorry for you know, speaking over, but I do think you could get them on the Psychopathic Vault. So that's ICP's merchandise website. You could get yourself some Willie Mac Wicked Chocolate Bars. And they are the bomb.com, as Sonny Kiss would say.
Yep. So we got some cool stuff coming up, guys, with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We got, obviously, we have the gathering coming up, the big 3-day, you know, the biggest thing ever. That's coming up. And then the tour, you know, we're talking end of August into September, the big JCW tour that he was on, Violent J was on here a few weeks ago and announced. That's going to be absolutely crazy. We're already making arrangements for what we're going to do as far as who's going to be on the Spokecast. We'll try to do as many live drop-ins from the tour. We'll try to send clips of matches. We'll try to show a few seconds of matches if we can hold the phone up and show you guys what city we're in. We'll be sending videos throughout the day and throughout the week to Phil and Donnie of different matches, different promos, different backstage, whatever that we tell them they can, you know, show on the Tron. So, so this show, the Spokecast, while we're on tour, is basically going to be like an update, like an expose, a behind the scenes, hey, look what's happening on this tour. You know, we're going to be able to chronicle the tour from the inside out through this and then let people know what city we'll be in the next few days. So hopefully if they're in the area, they can get there.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to turn into like a whole backstage pass for JCW events and for Insane Clown Posse, you know, because who's to say that, you know, they don't pop up and do a concert. You know, there's going to be some, you know, very interesting things happening on the Spokecast. And for the first time ever, Spokecast will be, you know, considered live. You know, we're live, pal.
Live as far as there's a wrestling event that it's attached to. Yeah, that'll be
exactly,
neat, you know, that'll be really neat. Yeah. So, a lot of good stuff coming up. Now, the Faygo hot dogs, Phil, I'm thinking you buy a case of them. I'll get the silver spray paint. We'll sit in the front row during these guys' match and we'll have silver hot dogs. What do you think?
There you go.
All right, cool.
I feel like we should freeze them and like.
I agree. Now, wait a minute. If we freeze a silver hot dog, can it be used in the OnlyFans death match as well?
Oh shit! And sorry. I die.
I'm sorry. That was just stupid. But guys, real quick while we have it, I Hate Artists. He's doing a Hayabusa Onita drawing. Have you guys seen it yet? Check this update out. This was the story. Check this out.
Send it from Blake, Michigan.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Juna. Competition, listen.
You know what to do.
Go for it, you
know. Charlie Juna.
Damn.
I love his art.
You could like see the sketch like being done in real time. I don't know how you do things like that. God, that's awesome.
I again, I'm with Donnie B. Anyone who has, you know, an art for the pencil, I commend you, sir. It's something I wish I could do every day.
What a poster, you know, and there's going to be a limited number of these. We're going to decide what number, however many, and every event we're going to make that money and that many. That's right. And then you sell them for a few dollars and that money is going to go towards something good. We haven't decided yet. It's not going in our pockets. It's not helping the gate of the show. It's not even going to be paid to the wrestlers. What we're probably thinking of doing is finding wrestlers in need, because there are. And just because you're a wrestler in need today doesn't mean you're a wrestler in need tomorrow or yesterday. So when you give things to different organizations and charities, you give and you don't really know where it's going. You know, we're actually going to try to hand it off to people that can use it. So that's what we're thinking. Anyway, but so that's the deal with that. So
pardon, sir. It's the bat phone.
Oh shit.
Oh, I know what it is. It's time for the newest death match, guys. Let's show it. Wow. All right.
Jesus.
So, for those of you that can't see, Danger Ross, one half of Live Danger, the new up-and-comer wrestler, was at some kind of a rave outdoors on a beach or something, a concert. It had to be thousands of people there. He's dressed in just one of the coolest looking outfits I've ever seen.
It looks like he's a character from that anime JoJo at this raid that he's at in Florida. I want to say it's Electric Zoo or one of those like e-festivals.
Uh-huh.
And yes. Yeah, so I think they had a certain theme where people dress up as a cosplay character, and he chose to be a JoJo character from that anime.
And it was like he ran and threw a drop kick on some other guy. And as soon as he hit the drop kick, the camera pans out. You see this amazing place and the music starts. It's like the whole place waited on him to throw that drop kick. Now, Phil, have you ever thrown a drop kick like that in a rave?
Not in a rave. No.
No? Apparently you haven't lived.
Apparently not. Why isn't he wearing that when he wrestles for SPO? I want to know, because like, That looked awesome. That was an awesome look.
It was an awesome look. It was. I got to agree. So this guy's all about mosh pit. He's all about, and so is Livewire Charlie. These guys are two of the most animated, crazy, energetic, you know, intense individuals I've ever met in their life, with the work ethic that is just off the charts awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do? Well, listen, it's not like, oh, here's some good young in shape guys who have potential to go to WWE. Let's have them scar their bodies. No, I'm not a piece of shit. Okay. But we are going to let them have some friggin' fun and start redefining an area of pro wrestling that they know something about that many other people don't. I like to say it, and I'm going to say it again. We got to dangle our feet off the farthest defined edges of professional wrestling. First, you got to find those edges. Then you got to have balls and walk up to the edge and see and peer into the abyss. And then you dangle your feet and you realize there's no hole. It just keeps going. It's just invisible. And you can walk right out and it's like a new floor where there wasn't one before. And you create a new area. Like we just did this past weekend in a 3-on-1 match with Bill Collier. Everything we did was groundbreaking because it's never been done before. Well, if we're going to try to go into death matches in an area where you have Matt Tremont, where John Zandig did his thing in this area, you don't go in and just try to reinvent the wheel, as someone may have said before in a promo. Instead, you try to reinvent something that ain't even a wheel. You try to make it so different that people have to come and see it. Well, Live Danger know their shit about electronic dance music. And if that arena feels like a rave and there's lights going and there's all kinds of music and black lights and strobe lights and fucking bubble machines and all kinds of craziness. Oh, and these guys are fighting all over the place and the crowd's banging, dude. I don't know, man. Hey, even if it ain't great, we're doing it and we're trying it and we'll tweak it and make it great. But the point is, we got to start somewhere. These guys got the balls to do it. We have the balls to promote it. I just hope the fans have the balls to show up and enjoy.
That's right.
So what do you think about such things as electronic deathmatch and OnlyFans deathmatch? If you were given the book in Wrestle Revolver, you would immediately book those two matches, correct?
I would have questions.
Would you?
There would be questions. I mean, I'll be honest, in EDM deathmatch, I'm like, there's like forming of potential that I see in my brain. The things that could happen in an OnlyFans deathmatch, I'm almost afraid of what could happen. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, I'm counting on that. That's my new promo pictures there on the left. That's me with the light tubes. There's Feral Face looking like Mick Jagger. Like, look at that picture of Feral Face. Who's he think he is?
The one picture in the video of him in the mirror, I was like, oh God. I was like, right then and there, I was like, if I continue to go down like the thought process of what's going to happen in this match just based on these photos alone, I think I'm going to be mentally scarred. So I'm going to instead save it for the match itself, because I know that, you know, rather than mentally scar everybody, you're going to do everything in your power to physically scar the Feral Face.
Oh, of course. Face is, yeah, he's stuck his nose in my business way too much. It's getting to be ridiculous. But the point is, be there to see what happens. We're going to have announcements as far as if it's going to be streaming or not soon. So look into that. We're working on that around the clock. We also have a lot other announcements to come. We have matches that we still have to announce. And Phil, I don't know if you saw this or not. Lucky 13 versus Declan Grant. Did we get to really talk about this last week?
Well, I had connection issues last week, so that's as I was trying to connect, so we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But
yeah, so what do you think? What do you think of Lucky 13 versus Declan Grant in a? I mean, it doesn't say death match on the thing, but like, do you think these two would wrestle a match and have it not be a death match?
I was gonna say, like, come on, like, do you think this is gonna be a wonderful catch-as-catch-can grappling and no, like these two are gonna beat the absolute piss out of each other.
I know. And I kind of feel bad for Lucky. Like, Lucky's such a good wrestler. He's been around so long. Like, I don't want him to do a death match against this guy too. Like, I've wrestled Declan before, man. It's different. I'm intense. I'm crazy. Feral Face. He's intense. He can be crazy. You know, same thing with Lucky, you know, Declan's like, I say Feral Face doesn't feel pain. Mm-hmm. Okay. Me and Lucky feel pain and it sucks, but we do it anyway. Feral Face just doesn't feel it. So it's easier for him, but Declan, I almost get the feeling he enjoys the pain. And that's something I've never been able to understand. And it kind of freaks me out a little bit. So I don't want to see Lucky going in there and really getting hurt and thinking he has to do something ridiculous, you know?
But it's Lucky.
The crowd loves
him. He always does something ridiculous.
I know, but the crowd loves him regardless, you know? It's like, I want to talk him out of it. Like, Lucky, if you're listening, brother, like, listen to me, man. All right. I want you to understand something. Forget everything else. Forget that we're on the air. Forget that it's a wrestling company and I have to sell tickets. We have to make money. Forget all that. Okay. You've been a wrestler forever. Okay. You used to team with Orange Cassidy when you wrestled for Pro Wrestling Unplugged for me, when you were 130 pounds soaking wet and having awesome matches. We go way back. You have improved your conditioning. You've improved your body. Your psychology is sick. You can call awesome matches. You can wrestle with anybody. You have a library of bumps that rivals guys like John Zandig. You don't need to do this anymore at your age. You're going to end up getting hurt. You got too much to lose. The fans love you regardless. I want you to honestly think about not doing this match. And that's not something you hear a lot, someone trying to talk a wrestler out of doing a match on an event. All right. I'm serious. You're not going to get any heat. You're still going to be booked the next show. I had a long talk with the Batman of Burlington about this. And it is this is one of those matches that was kind of signed by Dewey or by Malcolm before, you know, before Batman took. So I don't think we can have him not do the match. I don't think. But if he doesn't show up, he ain't going to be able to do the match. And we're not going to fire him. So I'm hoping he doesn't do the match. What do you think, Phil?
I hate that it would resort. I hate that it would fall to that. And I know Lucky, and I don't think he's going to back down. Like, as much as we might want him to, as much as we want him to take care of himself, he's not going to turn away from a challenge like this. Even though I think we both are like, come on, man, like, you need to take care of yourself here. And
yeah,
my fear is he's not. He sees Declan and he's like, okay, I think I have some ideas. And it's just right. Going to go to this place of just pure insanity.
No, I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it one bit. But anyway, Lucky's awesome. We met him, reconnected with him on an event Christina Marie did, a cage fighting event that Lucky was there. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's a trainer. He has so much more to offer than deathmatch wrestling. I really want to see him not do as much deathmatch and just start getting the respect he deserves. Guy that should be on NXT or AEW or whatever. Like, he's paid some dues, man. It's time for Lucky to get his day in the sun, is my opinion. But of course, you know, we have Rick Blade. Everyone knows that his big return to the ring will be at Uneffing Necessary. Sonny Kiss. We have a big announcement concerning Sonny Kiss coming in the next few weeks. Definitely look for that. My brother Robbie, we already showed him. Whoop whoop. Season whoop, of whoop. Death. Ruckus. Ruckus and Robbie are in deep collaborations with me and the Backseat Boys, everybody. And we are in the middle of, I don't even know how to say it, dreaming up something that, Phil, you're gonna go, yeah, these idiots top themselves. This is pretty friggin' cool. Give us about another week to get the schematic going, and we're going to have something to announce.
When two bands join together.
It's like a super group.
It's like a super group. You know what I'm saying?
Temple of the Dog in reverse. Mm-hmm. Temple of the Dog broke up into Soundgarden and Pearl Jam. Well, Backseats and Blackout are coming together, and we got something special to announce as soon as it's ready. So it could be any week.
Stay tuned.
Yep. Joel Maximo, Skills the Great, one half of the SAT, will be on the event wrestling. GQ makes his return after so many years. Primal Fear, the trainers over there at Skid Row Academy. These guys run class every Monday and Thursday. I run class on Wednesday. So if anyone wants to train with me, whether you're a new student, whether you just want to pay a mat fee and get in a ring, whatever, we do some open ring, we do some great times. So come on down on Wednesday to Skid Row Academy. We're open Monday and Thursday with the head trainers you see right there. And I'm also there as like an assistant coach on those nights or just training like everyone else. And then Wednesdays are our nights for SPO wrestling and our students. And GQ was there last week. We had a excellent training session. So that was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Guys, check this picture out. That's me and Tim Hortons this weekend. We were in Canada too. We talked about Detroit all this time. Let's talk about Canada. How was Canada, JP? What'd you think of it?
You broke up a little, bro.
Tommy, how was Canada, brother? Did you like
Canada? Canada was awesome, man. It's a good time as always. Good times. We got some Tim Hortons. We made a few other stops. Took on a damn near 7-foot-tall giant and almost got that W. But you know, we did bust out a few new moves and some tricks that, you know, you could only see in a Backseat Boys match. So you know, if you haven't seen it already, Greektown Wrestling on the Triller app, check them out. Check out Greektown, all of their events moving forward. They're the best damn promotion going today in Canada. And I love taking a trip up there. It's a great time every time.
Hell yeah. Real quick, JP, before you talk wrestling calls. Also wanted to mention RIP, the Wild Samoans. That's so true, you guys. Sika has passed. Here's the official from WWE. Just so sad. That's Afa's brother. That'd be Afa Jr.'s uncle. And that would be Lance's great uncle. Wow. Just awful. Our prayers, our thoughts go out to the family. What a true legend in every aspect. So God bless him. But yeah, guys, so we got a lot of stuff coming up. But before we get there, I just want to show you some randos here. So check this out. I saw this. Warning, Bigfoot area. Stay on marked trails. What yeah. is a marked trail? Oh, well, you got to stay on marked trails. So Mark, but anyway, did you see this picture, Phil? I think you're going to pop for this. So this was found. Someone took a picture of a weasel riding on the back of a woodpecker and flying. Like what? Like, is this, if this is real, then it's amazing.
Right.
And I think it is. My God.
I'm looking it up. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Let's find out if that's real, because that's
a weasel insane. Woodpecker.
Yeah. Harold Pollack, that triple power bomb you guys did was pretty sweet. Yes. We triple T gimmicked Bill Collier off the top rope. That was pretty friggin' crazy. Without a doubt. And then Mike High Club, whatever happened to announcer John House? Good call, John House. I've been trying to get in touch with him for about 3 years. Great friend of mine. We go way back. He's probably the best announcer in wrestling. If we could get him in SPO wrestling, I would bend over backwards, probably go pick him up in Atlantic City and drive him himself. So you send, if you know John House, you tell him Johnny Cashmere loves him unconditionally and wants to hang out with him. ASAFNP. How's that? Is that Dewey Donovan in the wild? Yeah, the weasel riding on top. Oh, Steve Jordan said it's photoshopped. No, see how gullible I am.
So what I'm seeing is that it wasn't. So it's a photo from 2015. There's a photographer who's like, my wife and I were walking in the park. We saw this, couldn't believe it. Because it was attacking the woodpecker, and so the woodpecker lands, but it was distracted by the human. So the weasel like ran off the second the woodpecker landed. That's according to a CNBC article.
That's awesome.
Canadian news.
Well, broadcast. we're gonna send that woodpecker to come get you since your leg's gonna be hurt.
There you go.
We need to get you to the next SPO event, and we're gonna spray paint the woodpecker silver so he can bring you right to the show and be used as a weapon.
There you go. Jab him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
it. I'm like, I will. I'm so frustrated by this knee surgery because I'm like, I want to be everywhere. The fact that I'm gonna be off my feet for almost 2 weeks and then don't even know until the end of it whether or not, okay, you're good to go, or is it extended? Like, it just, that's just gonna,
so there's an exploratory nature to this
a little bit. So because they, you know, they're using internal imaging, like an MRI, to try to figure out, okay, this is what we think we see and what's going on, but until they get in there they don't know. And years ago I had my other knee done. And it was similar. They thought, oh, it's just your ACL, but I couldn't walk on it at all. And they found much more damage. So the recovery was much worse. This I can walk around on it. So when they say, oh, it's just your ACL, I'm really hopeful it's just my ACL. So
yeah, just right.
Right. Just, you know, it's walk in the park. That did not mean that as a pun.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, Phil, we wish you all the luck. Keep us posted. We can send a drone down with some McDonald's and Burger King to you if we need to.
There you go.
Make sure you're taken care of, brother. We're not gonna leave you to the wolves. But yeah, are you gonna be having to miss work?
Yeah, I'll miss about 2 weeks.
Oh no. Okay.
So I'm taken care of. So I'm good in that respect.
All right. So by taking care of, you mean you have young boys there to do laundry?
Right. I wish. I've done so much laundry and cleaning leading up to this to get ready. I've moved things in my house to get ready for all this. But no. So unfortunately, I'm going to rely on some family help.
Okay. Good. God bless. Thank God you have family.
Right.
To help you. You know what I mean? My Kai Club, Blackout plus Backseat Boys. So will the names come together? Blackout Boys. Funny you should say that. No, I'm not going to say anything. Boop. And that's what I say about that. Anyway, so let's get Phil there in a silver suit and tie. Oh, so he can be a... So Phil...
I might have silver pants, actually.
Who doesn't have silver pants?
That's true.
You're such a jerk. We made friends with the silver... Wait a minute. We made friends with the silver pantsers. Don't forget. All right?
There's a few others.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, boys. There you go, Davey.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you could get so many mediocre people in one room.
You're welcome, fellas. Hey, now people have a reason to watch this show.
What is going on, Davey?
Yeah, no. We heard y'all talking about the show this weekend, boys. No, not the weekend, but July, right?
No. Stop.
before we do anything else, congratulations, boys. You actually won one. You actually brought something home. I heard you brought a little gold home.
What was it? Oh, man, them JCW titles.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But guess what? Guess what you don't have?
Sean. Look at him. Look at him. That's what you don't have. Those are the titles that matter to you.
Yeah.
Look at, man, let me get this one off the floor.
Look at how pretty.
Woo! Oh, man, both of them. So what's up now, boys? What are they worth to you? Huh? Three stages of the death? What are they worth to you?
Why don't you put them all on the line?
Yeah, why it gotta be just us?
Yeah.
Why we gotta risk just all gold?
What?
What's it matter to you, huh, boys?
You can carry JCW. What are you talking about? Why don't you put those titles that you got around your waist right now for that first three stages of hell?
What do you want to do, boys?
You're saying. If we put our JCW tag team championships on the line.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Don't say another word, JP. Hold on. First of all, rep. Paying attention. We already announced the second stipulation. The Silver Slaughter Circus. Anything painted silver can be used to hit the rep with. I don't care what it is. It don't have to be your titles, all right? But I'm going to tell, hold on. Before you say a word, Tommy and JP, if you lose those title belts and you show up to the gathering or you show up to the tour without those belts, Violent J is going to kill you. Do not let these guys shut up. Don't let these guys bully you into making a decision that's going to hurt your career. You just got these belts.
I'm sorry, boys. What, you going to let your daddy talk for you? Or are you going to make your own decisions?
Open purse, remove those balls.
Sorry, backseat boys, huh?
Put it in the chat, fans. Do they take it or not? Talk to them in the chat, fans. Should they do this or not?
Look, I'm waiting for the fans. When you boys are ready to get out of the backseat and start driving the car of your own careers, how about you hit us up then? Until then, think about it. And remember, you don't fuck with the rap.
I didn't give him the login. I don't know how they even got the login, honestly, to pop on here like that. I was about to end the show like 2 minutes ago. It's a good thing I didn't. We would have missed that. So now, guys, they already... See, you can't have anything. They're already FOMO now that they're not JCW champs. It's not enough to be SPO. Now they want you guys. Dude, think about it. Really, guys, I'm telling you right now. I know if you win, you go into Philly with both titles. I get that. That's backseat legacy territory. I get it. But if you lose, you go to JCW without the JCW titles. I don't think it means rep takes your spot. I think the friggin' company, JCW, will have to do their biggest tour without their title belts, dude. That's going to be a big friggin' deal. I'd say no. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even care what the fans say. I'd say no. You guys, you have to think about your future. If you want to answer, you need to take some time and really think about it before you say a word. But that's it. What's even going through your minds right now?
The only way we're putting these on the line is if they put those Skywalker titles on the line.
Well, it doesn't say anywhere that this belt is for that this match. Just because they hold the titles, they're the champs. Of course, they're going to have them. But this does not say it's a title match. If it was a title match, it would say it. So I guess what they're really saying is they're going to put their belts on the line if we put ours.
Listen, Commissioner, if you're listening to this, we didn't walk into this match for nothing. If the rep want a shot, we need a shot back.
Yeah, it's all or nothing at this point. The rep, you guys could talk big game. You could come into our show and hijack it. You could come on the SPOcast and hijack it. You know, the high five is damn near, you know, bankrupting SPO of our titles. They're not about to bankrupt JCW of anymore. Okay. What's next? You're going to see Channing Decker at the gathering.
Right.
With the Trent Acid belt.
Well, we'll see. Let's figure this out. We have a lot going on right now. We don't have Donnie B. That's another thing. I would rather run this by him. And forget that shit about letting your dad talk for you. They wish they had someone as accomplished as me taking an interest in them and helping it. Anyway, don't let that shit fool you. And Donnie B, when you're attached generationally in a lineage in pro wrestling, it beats two outsiders that have to rely on an idiot like Dewey Donovan to have their clout show. So don't worry about any of that stuff. They want to put those tag titles in their mouth that you guys had down your pants. They can go ahead and do it all they want on the Spocast, off the Spocast. Bottom line is those titles are coming back to you guys because that's where they belong. Okay, you guys are action figures that come with tag titles, and those tag titles are the Trent Acid Skywalker tag team titles. So they will find their way back to your waists like a magnet to a fridge, regardless of what the reps say, regardless of what day or time or event you put your belts on the line. Don't let anybody get in your head. Agree, Phil, or disagree?
I agree. You can't just rush into it. You can't let your emotion lead you.
Steve, well, Jordan, back seats, I will say no to this one. Thank you, Steve. I think that's the smart thing, huh? To be honest with you.
So you're thinking Mitch, we should just swallow pride?
No. I'm saying think about it. I'm agreeing with Johnny. Yeah. Just pause for a moment before you make a decision. I think you're I'm not going to lie. I think your train of thought's in the right place, though.
I don't think we necessarily need to make a decision just yet because the rep need to, you know, either put up or shut up.
Right. And Mitch Stein said it right there. Which is bigger, going into Philly with the title belts on the backseat boys or going on tour in JCW without the tag titles? So we really got a lot to think about, you guys.
And the bigger thing is to make sure that all the wording is right on that contract. Like, you can't just take the word of the rep barging in on a podcast to say, oh, and this is what we're going to agree to without seeing it in writing. That's the biggest thing.
That's true. All right. That's true.
So, well, we have two stages announced so far, right?
Two stages are announced so far.
Yes. So for next week, we're going to know everything. We're going to know the third stage, which is to be determined. And we're going to know if the rep are going to put the Trent Acid Skywalker tag team titles on the line. If they put the belts on the line, then it's winner take all. You got to win all three stages to capture all the belts. That's the only way a fair fight wins.
I mean, it's big. It's really big. I mean, and you're risking having the backseat boys 8x10 on Violent J's dartboard. That's all I'm trying to say. So just really think. But guys, we're about to end. We're almost at the end of the hour. Next week, we're going to have Donnie B back on. We're going to hit him up with this. We're going to hit him. He's going to have to weigh in on this. We need his opinion. He knows he's smart on things like this, guys. He's probably experienced and done shit like this already. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I would wait a little bit longer. But before we end, guys, we do have to talk about this coming weekend. We got a double shot Saturday, right? If I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
So let's go. Right. So the first... I'm going to put these up and you guys talk, okay? So let's go. First is the day show right here.
All right. Yeah, we're kicking the weekend off with an afternoon show in Newark. It's going to be the Brick City Showdown, Backseat Boys against the Flows and Trey Felipe. This match, again, this is a pretty personal match. The Flows, they helped train my brother and I. They go back us since day one in our training. They helped us out a lot. I had my third match ever against Frankie and Spencer. Tommy had his third match ever against Junior at La Boom in a nightclub in the city against in front of just what it seemed like hundreds, thousands of people. That nightclub was packed, and they really taught us a lot in the beginning. And every time we wrestle them, it's like we have to prove ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is big for us. Can you pull the flyer back up, Johnny, real quick? Because I want to put over a few things about this. So this is actually a tribute show to Bandito Sr. He's right there in the middle of the poster for those who can't see. You know, we also have we got a few other guys on the event. We got Rob Vegas taking on Mike Donovan. We got Choco Fly. We got Brawley and Buddy Thomas versus the mystery partner. We got Drew Marston versus Tim and Tamir Gibbs. You know, this is a pretty good event for, you know, the local fans there in Newark, New Jersey. So, you know, definitely pull up. Backseat's taking on the Flows, brothers and homie taking on father, son and homie. And, you know, what can you say? You know, trios versus trios. It's a goddamn party.
Yep. And then before we get to the evening, you guys, you think you're going to hit your protect your neck move on that show? maybe.
Oh man, you know,
isn't
what?
This? I have a picture of it.
I hear Frankie is actually competing. He has a bodybuilding, you know, competition about 2 weeks out, give or take. So best believe, Frankie, you better protect your neck.
Yeah, well, this is their new move called Protect Your Neck. They did it in a hotel room the other night, guys. Check this out.
Oh, no.
There it is. That's a picture of Simon Gotcha, the Vault Villain, stretching out JP in what looks like an abdominal stretch that went to hell and took prisoners. And the look on your face, you can just feel the pain, man. Gotch is, man, he is a shooter and a half. At the JCW Lunacy tapings, he mealed this dude. He came out with headgear in his hand and made his opponent wear it for their own safety. You ever heard anything like that, Phil?
That's intense. That's kind of awesome, though. The fact that he lost the game and back it up. That's the thing.
Dude, it was awesome, man. He definitely killed it. So real quick. So then this Saturday night, here's what we have, guys.
Yeah, again, running it back, all right? It's like a doubleheader. So we got the Flows in the afternoon and a trios match. And then later that night, we go to Westwood, New Jersey, and we take them on once again. So it's like
– in a tag team match.
That's right.
Am I on this one? What am I doing, managing or just nothing?
Yeah, you're going to be with us.
All right.
You're going to be with us. We got Trey Philippe versus Buddy Thomas. We got Marcos versus – I can't even read that right now. We got a special appearance by Bull James.
Get me booked, Phil. You got to get me booked on this event with your.
I'll pull some strings.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to manage, or do you want to face off against somebody? Maybe like a warm up for what you're going to do to Feral Face.
Yeah, I want to wrestle. I'm all about wrestling now. By the way, real quick, when we talked about the arena show on July 6th, did we mention this? That it's Ruckus's 150th match. I know we mentioned it before, but I want to mention it again. Like this is going to be a big deal on July 6th. And before we end, guys, I just want to say one quick thing. We did get your match announcement for Hybrid. We already know my match. It's going to be me versus Jimmy Lloyd, the man who's everywhere, Jimmy Lloyd. I'm going to take him on and cut him down to size and teach him that when you aggravate me by getting booked on many shows and I have to look at you too much when I scroll down Instagram, that there will be hell to pay. And then you guys are facing the Kellys. Check this out. The Backseat Boys versus the Kellys. I don't know who the Kellys are, but I'm starting to like them. Who the hell are these guys?
They're a brother tag team from New England. I believe they wrestle a lot for Wrestling Open and, you know, any brother tag team or any tag team for that matter, but specifically brother tag teams. You know, you guys have my attention, you have my respect, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, what this is about to go down, because it's going to be a first time ever brothers versus brothers tag team match. But just know that when you go up against the Backseat Boys, you always bet on the backseats, because you never know what might catch you in the distance.
That's right. Ginger said he saw the Kellys at an ISPW show. They were really good. Good. I'm looking forward to
that. They've been making some noise around the Northeast. I've seen them make some, you know, noise around the New England territory, and, you know, again, just at ISPW. So they're making their rounds, and you know, they have my attention as well. I'm looking forward to this. These guys are like specimens, I'm telling you right now. You know, they're going to be everywhere. I got nothing but respect, actually.
No, thanks. Makai Club says, great show, guys. And yes, Makai Club, we do this every week. You're always welcome every Tuesday. And you asked, where can you watch Homicide versus Kashmir? I don't think that's up on YouTube right now. I'm not sure. I'll check. It was a Christmas tree death match. You can see at least all the last three SPO events on the SPO YouTube. And you can always go to spowrestling.com and check out, buy our tickets. And up here, if you're watching this on your phone, it's not really going to help much. But if you're not, here is a QR code for tickets for Uneffing Necessary right there on July 13th in Gloucester City, New Jersey. And Gloucester City, New Jersey, you know, there is parking there. So, you know, it's a good, you know, there's going to be, hopefully we can have people out there cooking black hot dog, Faygo hot dogs and stuff on the corner outside.
Yes.
So you guys want to, if anyone wants to do a tailgate. A
Juggalo tailgate.
Yeah. You let us know, and we can try to get a tailgate going. But we have a bunch of more announcements for this event. And I just, before we leave, I just want to remind everybody for the big predictions live stream on BJ Drinks Beer 3070 That is his YouTube, and that's going to be Sunday, June 30th at 7 p.m. I can't wait. That's with Danger Ginger and BJ Drinks Beer. I got news for you guys, BJ and Danger. We make podding look easy. It's not as easy as you think, guys, but I have a feeling y'all are going to do just fine. So I'm excited.
So you remember when I said I'm going to have this when the time is right?
Yes.
I think I'm going to do a taste testing here on the Spokecast. What do you guys think?
I think that's brilliant.
I'm going to have my Juggalo bar right now.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, I don't know if we even deserve that.
Real quick.
All right, we'll end with a taste. Wait, can we? If Gabriel Hodder was here from Primal Fear, he would go, is it tasty?
So, unfortunately, my bar broke, but I'm going to try to piece this together. So, I'll check this out.
This is the Rodney Mac?
This is the Willie Mac.
Willie Mac, sorry. Jesus.
Whoop, whoop.
Says whoop whoop.
Nice. And it's got the hatchet man.
I got to do this, guys. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do it up. Do it up.
No, I hit the wrong thing. Nothing.
Yeah, man. So it has whoop whoop on it. All right. I'm gonna go for this. All right.
Do it up.
Hmm.
This so is just like a Hershey bar. Very milk chocolatey. And it melts in your mouth. I'm going to give it a solid 10 out of 10 for all my Juggalos and Juggalettes. Whoop, whoop.
And what flavor psilocybin mushrooms are in that?
Oh, excuse me? What? No, these are THC, psilocybin-free. This is straight up 100% milk chocolate. No gimmicks needed.
Chris Candido style.
Chocolate bars, right?
Yep, right, the vanilla, Mac. Just like JP Grayson.
JCW champ, Willie Mac chocolate bar. Right. It was really good. And it's gooey. Yeah. Like you can't break it. If you bend it, it bends. It doesn't break. Watch, bend it a little bit. Show us the tight look. It just sort of bends. It doesn't break. Yeah. He refuses to bend.
Sorry, my green screen.
I can't show it. It looks like a Backstreet Boys chocolate bar now.
It does.
Here we go.
Whoop.
It definitely is. I mean,
it broke.
It bends until it breaks. It bends until it breaks. I personally like my chocolate.
He learned from Simon Gotch this week.
Freezer. I freeze my chocolate for like about a day or two.
Well, if that happens, you're not playing
fair. Phil, you mentioned Simon Gotch. Next week, live on the Spokecast, we're going to show the official Simon Gotch tries Faygo video. Because we didn't get to this week.
And we have videos of him doing those. We have videos of him doing stretches to us, too.
Yep. So next week.
Simon Gotch week, whether he likes it or not. Now, listen, if he wants to show up and be a guest, we'd love to have him. But irregardless, we're putting him over next week. I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. The chocolate hatchet, man.
Is it the last piece you're on right now?
Yep, here.
All right, let's go off the air to you eating that last piece. Thanks for joining us, everybody. SpoWrestling.com.
Whoop, whoop.
Do a double bicep.